This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ESPN has a piece that dropped last night via Bill Barnwell, where they went through every team and talked about the necessity for that team to trade up or trade back in the first round. And they labeled Washington as a team that needs to trade back from pick 29. Do you agree that the Commanders need to trade back in the first round? Get out of the first round at 29 and accrue more selections. So far, just a few dozen votes in, 71% of you are saying yes and about 29% of you are saying no, that they should trade back. The question I want to pose is, I think everyone acknowledges it's a good idea, that they would benefit from it if things worked out, that they got the right deal. But is this a want or a need? Do they have to trade back, or is it just something they should consider? Because I think those are two very, very different things, Toby. You look at what they've got right now for this year's draft class lined up. It's 5 total draft picks. That's it. You get 7, one in every single round. So what you should have, typically, is 5 picks in the first 5 rounds. Washington has 3. 2 of their 5 picks are late 6th and 7th. They barely count, respectfully. I mean, that might be a special teamer. Yes, Tom Brady happened every few decades. A superstar Hall of Famer is taken that later as undrafted. But at a 90-some percent rate, the guy you take with the 29th pick in the 7th round will not really play for you that much or help you that much. They have the 29th pick in the first round. They have the 29th pick in the second round, which is 61 overall. Those are the two guys that are likely to make an impact to really help you. And then if this front office nails it in the 4th round with pick 26 in that group, which is 128 overall, if they stand pat, they should get 3 players that help them a bunch this season. Sorry, man, you have to trade back. And I liked what they did, for the record, going out and getting Laremy Tunsil. I would have traded the picks too. I liked what they did going out and getting Deebo Samuel. I would have given up a 5 too. But it has made it now a necessity for me, a need, not a want, to come back from 29 to recoup. Hopefully something in the 40s and something in the 60s, or something in the 30s and something in the 70s. Add another pick so that you have now 4 potential helpers coming in this class rather than just a couple.
So for me, it's not a need to trade back from 29, but I would say strongly that I would want them to, because the reason that I'm going to say it's not a need is if one of these edge rushers that you so desperately want, you thought this guy was going to be gone at, you know, 15 and he's suddenly there at 29, you take him. Because you still need blue chip players. And trading back, just taking a look, quick look at, you know, a trade value chart right now. You know, obviously, they each have their own values, but they have Washington at pick number 29 as a 640 value. Pick number, say, 48, halfway through the second round is 420. And so are you going to move back there and then acquire, like, an extra fourth or something? Is that enough for you to feel like, if I could get James Pierce from Tennessee, do I want to give up the opportunity to do that versus I have to trade back because that's my mind's made up I need to? I think one of your first two picks probably needs to be a trade back. The only reason I wouldn't trade back in the first round is if you find a guy there that you said, I thought he was going to be gone.
So let me ask you this. What if they don't love an edge? And I don't mean that's available at 29. I just mean going into the first round on draft night, the guys they really like, they know are all going to go in the first half of the first round. And the potential available defensive ends are just not guys that they really like there. They think they're second-round graded players. At that point, is it a no-brainer to move back for you?
Yeah, unless there's some other position, which I don't know that there's another spot where I'm like...
They could get a really good corner there.
Yeah, I don't know that there's another spot, though, where I'm like, I've got to get that guy. Because the only glaring need going into next year for me, glaring. Like, there are still needs, but glaring need is edge rusher. They need a difference maker there. If they see one there, then I would go for it. But to your point, if for whatever reason they don't like James Pierce and he's still available, or, you know, Mike Green, all these guys are gone... then yes, please trade back. I just think, you know, I want to be cautionary on saying, oh, they have to or it's stupid, because if you go back and then you still don't nail selections, well, quality over quantity for me. And that's the thing here. If you can find good players in the second round, and by all accounts, you know, you hear the draft guys kind of saying that picks 20 through 60, a lot of ways are going to be similar to each other, whether you are getting your guys at 20th or 60th, they're going to be kind of in that same pool in terms of skill level. So maybe you could go back and acquire some more picks. But my thing is, if you can get a quality player at 29, I would prefer edge rusher. But if they look somewhere else and they say, well, they want to upgrade at wide receiver two, or they want to do something else, I'm not going to fault them if they stay and pick.
All right, so my vote on the Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day, do you agree that they should forego picking at 29 to trade back, would be yes, with the 70% of people who are saying that. It sounds like yours would be no.
Yeah, I would lean towards yes, but no, because of the fact that I think you could still end up with a good player. I would say that I'm more in favor of trading back, but if one of those dudes is there, let's do it.
So first, I want to take calls on this next. The phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. I'm saying they got to do it. It's not just something they should consider. It's not a want. It's more of a need, because they only have the five picks, and two of them are very, very late. Toby's a little more open to the idea of sticking and picking. Where are you guys out on that? 800-636-1067. But I'll also tell you next something else I would consider doing with the 29th pick that I think will not go over very well. But I would actually try to do it today and see where it got me.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.